Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Last night in the Taraweeh Salah, the 15th Juz, 15th Para was recited, starting off with Subhanalladhi Asra, Surah Bani Israel. Ulama said that the theme of the Surah is that those who will call out labbaik to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who will call labbaik will accept the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will grant them successes in this world in the year after. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ayat before this, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so much of sabr in calling the people towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and very great difficulties he went through. So because of this, Allah ta'ala honored him with the great gift of mi'raj. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a short period of time, was taken from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, and from there to the seven heavens, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was granted many, many gifts. One of them was the five salawas made for us upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The last ayat of Surah Baqarah and other gifts, most likely ayat al-Kursi also, was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this blessed night. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this. This wasn't a dream, but it was a reality. It is why Allah ta'ala starts off with the word Subhan. Allah ta'ala is completely pure. Allah can do as He wants to, even though outwardly it might seem such a difficult thing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got great power to do whatever He wants to. And the whole object of this was, لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا اللَّهُ مَتُرُ شُوَ نَبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم, great signs of Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. And you can imagine the iman of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after this, after seeing Jannat, after seeing Jahannam, what must have been the fikr and concern of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he came back in the world. We did see one person burning in a fire, after that a person can't speak for days. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw Jahannam, he saw Jannat, that's why he understood the reality. And whatever he told us, when he spoke with basirat, with understanding, after seeing the life of the year after, to show us that this world has got no value at all, and that life is the actual life, is a reality. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was, which was in the Bani Israel also, that they will cause trouble in the earth, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment will come upon them. Ba'athna alaykum ibadan lana. Allah says, when they had done wrong, then we send upon you people our servants. The ulama say, ibadan lana is the servants of Allah ta'ala, but not the accepted servants of Allah. Allah would have mentioned ibadana, join them together with His name. But yeah, Allah said, ibadan lana, they are our servants, but not accepted in our court, but extremely powerful. They actually came into the houses of the people and they destroyed the people because of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala returned to the Bani Israel, their power back to them when they started obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah granted them wealth and children. And then again these people, they went again on the evil. Ulama have written in great detail what evil qualities they had done. Eventually they killed Yahya alayhi salam and Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. And then the second punishment, Allah ta'ala came, when these people came, entered their houses again, blackened the faces of the people, entered their masjids, and they destroyed the masjids also completely. Allah ta'ala said, Asa rabbukum ayyarhamakum, soon Allah, your Rabb, will have mercy upon you people. But if you turn back to your evil actions, then Allah ta'ala will turn back, the punishment will come back. And how will a person come out of this? Inna hadhal Qur'an yahdi lillati hiya aqwam. Allah has given us this Qur'an Sharif, and this Qur'an Sharif guides a person towards the most straightest path, by which a person will get success in the dunya and akhirat also. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned there are two groups of people. One is those people whose object is this worldly life, ajila. So ajalna lahu fiha ma nasha'u liman nurid. Whoever, from whomsoever we want to, how much we want to also, we will grant them a little bit in this world. But eventually they will enter the fire of Jahannam completely disgraced and embarrassed. But the person, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ, the person whose intention is the akhirat, he's made that the object of his life. And وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا, he makes effort for it. He cannot just say, I got the intention of the akhirat, but he makes an effort for it. And not just any effort, سَعْيَهَا, the right effort for it. The effort which is according to the sunnah tariq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, and he's got the quality of iman. So the ulama say four things a person has. We have the irada of akhirat, intention firstly, then make an effort. And number three, he must have the correct effort also which he is making. And number four, he must have the quality of iman. فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا, his efforts are appreciated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or مَقْبُولًا, they are accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when a person makes an effort in this line. And the dunya, Allah says, some people we grant, كُلَّا نُمِدُّ هَاُولَٰئِ وَهَاُولَٰئِ مِنْ عَطَاءِ رَبِّكَ, the favors of Allah ta'ala, Muslims are given also, and the non-Muslims also are given those things. That's not the sign to see whether a person is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. The sign is, does the person have the shariat, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in great detail, 13 commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first one is not to take any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only to worship one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, it is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the right of human beings. The greatest right which any person has got is one's parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, Allah Ta'ala says, be kind to one's parents, be good to one's parents. We mentioned last time also that there are three levels. One is of zulam and oppression. That's impossible. The person who oppresses his parents, the punishment comes in this world already for such a person. He is completely destroyed himself. And adl and justice to one's parents, that also is not correct. You have to be just to your parents, you have to be just to other people. That's farz on other people. But for one's parents, farz and compulsory is ihsan. That even if they do wrong to you, still a person has to be kind towards them. And here, Hazrat Minister said a beautiful point, that Allah used the word waqadha. Allah has made a decision, like a qadi. A qadi makes the decision. You listen to both the sides of the story and then you pass a decision. So as if you say, the children also put their case before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the parents also put their case before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah made a judgment thereafter. That my judgment is that you must be kind to your parents. No matter what, they've done so much injustice, wrongs to you. At the end of the day, after hearing your side of the story, your favors of your parents are so great upon you, you will make ihsan and kindness towards them. And then Allah mentions in detail here, if one of them or both of them becomes old, then don't even say when they're young to a greater extent, but when they are old now, they are in need of you. Do not even say, ah, oof, any words which will cause hurt to them. Some of us didn't say that even if you have to clean, when you clean their napkins and they fill them dirt, at such a time, do not say even ah to them. Because when you were small and how they did it for you, what happiness they cleaned you and they took you to the toilet every day. Now when they reach that age and they cannot do so, that's how a person must look after them. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا Do not even shout them, do not rebuke them. When you're speaking to them, they might be harsh to you. But still a person must be very careful in his words to his parents. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا After mentioning the negative, Allah mentioned the positive also. And speak to them with words of honor, with respect, with dignity. Some ulama say it means that, like how a slave who has done wrong to his master, how much of fear he's got, how he speaks to his master, is how a person must speak to his parents, with that amount of respect and honor. وَقْفِذْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ ذُلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ Not only speech, but even in our actions, we have to humble ourselves before our parents because of mercy which we have for them. And number five, to make dua to our parents. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا Sufyan ibn Uyayna most likely, rahimahullah, said that like how we have to make namaz five times a day to our parents, that's the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So five times a day minimum we should make dua for our parents. Because Allah Ta'ala says, make this dua for them. So minimum in our namaz when we were young also, we used to learn before Allahumma khfil li wa li walidayya wa li ustazi, which comes in our fiqh kitabs also. The person reads this dua. So in there he is making dua for his parents. He's fulfilling the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's fulfilling the right of his parents also. As Daniel Rahmatullah Ali says, just like how you make dua for your physical parents, kama rabbayani saghira, how they brought me up when they were small. Similarly for your spiritual parents, your asatida, your mashayikh, to make dua for them also is the duty and responsibility upon the student and the murid. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no matter how much you will try, you will make mistakes, but Allah knows exactly what's in your heart. In takunu salihin, if your intention is good, and fa innahu kana lil awabina ghafura, Allah will forgive your sins, but you must still make tawbah. You can never fulfill the rights of your parents. After fulfilling, doing whatever you can, make tawbah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness in great abundance, then Allah will forgive you. Allah knows what's in your heart. Besides your parents, then and your family members, give them their haqq and their rights. The poor people, the travelers, and do not waste your money, because those who are wasting money are the brothers of shaitan. And shaitan is very ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not be ungrateful that you use the money how you want to. And if somebody comes to you and you cannot give them the money at that time, speak to them in good words, in kind words. Do not be so stingy on one side, you not give anything at all. On the other hand, don't spend so much that eventually a person, now he's sitting down and now he's in sadness, in sorrow, and now he's blaming people and he doesn't have enough for himself. Give how much, what's in a person's capability and abilities. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, do not kill your children out of the fear of poverty. As we had mentioned this also before, that poverty, ulama say, do not kill your children. One is physically, do not kill them. And one is spiritually, do not kill them. By, for example, giving them the wrong ta'aleem, wrong education, where you spiritually are destroying them and they're getting the wrong education. One is physically killing them, and the ulama say, at least you're sending them to Jannah. And spiritually, when you are killing them by depriving them of deen, etc., and giving them the wrong education, and the main reason is because of fear of poverty, then a person is actually sending them to the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala says, we are the one who grant them rozi, and we grant you rozi and sustenance. Killing them is a very great sin. Do not even come close to zina. Do not, Allah Ta'ala did not say, well, no, do not make zina, do not fornicate. Allah says, do not even come close to zina. Whatever leads a person towards zina also, this also is prohibited. And do not kill any person who Allah Ta'ala has made haram upon you. Do not go close to the wealth of the orphan people, of the orphan children, anybody's wealth, but especially those people who do not have anyone to fight for their rights. and fulfill your pacts and promises, because you will be asked on the day of Qiyamah about every pact, every promise which a person had made. When you are doing your business dealings, be very, very fair and just, your weight and your scales, because Allah Ta'ala is, you know, ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ, it's far, far better for you with regards to your anjam, your final result, even in this world. It's far better for a person to be fair and just and not to cheat anybody. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ, you got no knowledge about something, do not run after that. Do not pursue those things which you have got no knowledge about, because your ears and your eyes and your heart, well, you will be questioned regarding them on the day of Qiyamah. And do not walk on the earth with pride and arrogance, because you cannot tear the earth if you are walking with your the arrogance of yours, and you cannot reach the mountains in the height. All of these are evil actions and policies. So Allah Ta'ala says, this is the wahi and revelation which Allah Ta'ala has sent to you, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to all of us, to for us, the Muslims want success in the world. This is our constitution, the constitution of Islam. A person must follow this constitution, inshallah, and he will find that Allah Ta'ala will grant him success in this world and the hereafter. And this is exactly what the Sahaba radiallahu anhum did. They just followed the Quran Sharif, and Allah gave them honor and respect in this world. Inna Allah yarfa'u bihadha al-kitabi aqwama wa yad'u bihi akharin. By following the Quran, Allah Ta'ala gave them honor and success. And when we left the Quran, then Allah Ta'ala disgraced us. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Iblis and Shaitan and how he took a promise that he will destroy human beings. And he said, one is with his voice, he will use with means of music, by means of all propaganda, etc. He will use it to destroy human beings. وَأَجْلِمْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكَ وَرَجِلِكَ, all different armies Shaitan will have, and he will utilize his armies. That is, in today's physical armies who will kill people to try to take away the iman of people. Or in today's times, the sportsmen, film actors, actresses, these are all the armies of Shaitan also he is utilizing to turn people away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And شَارِكُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ, become a partner with them in their wealth, make them work with interest and all the haram things. And today's time, the banking system, etc. وَالْأَوْلَادِ, become a partner with their children, how the children are born also, the environments they are born in, and then as they grow up, the places you must put them. Shaitan will use all of these efforts, so he'll become a partner with the children in the education system, etc. All which will take a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa'idhum, and continue promising them. Shaitan promises, but all of his promises are deception. Allah Ta'ala said, but my true bandas and servants, you will not have any power over them. Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for them if they will turn their attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah gives the example of the ship which is moving in the ocean. How Allah Ta'ala makes it move through the ocean? A small ship, outwardly you will see the whole ship, the ocean can just destroy the ship. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows the ship. This is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He allows the ship to move, and it is moving through the ocean. So Allah said, you are living in this world, you are going through the ocean of this world. But if you got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with you, you can be small, weak, but Allah's help and assistance is with you, you'll be able to swim through the ocean and reach on the other side, which is Jannah. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned also the importance of tahajjud namaz. And by means of tahajjud namaz, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be given maqam in mahmood, a very high rank in the year after. So in there is encouragement for also us to perform the tahajjud salah. And the next surah is the surah Kahf, which we encourage to read every Jummah. It will save a person from many, many fitnas. When light will become for him from this week of Jummah till the next week of Jummah, person will remain in this light, and inshallah he will be protected from all the fitnas around. Many of our kabir and our elders have written kitabs in Surah Kaf, and they say, because this will save a person from the fitnas of Dajjal. First 10 ayat, the last 10 ayat, if a person doesn't know the whole surah also, try to read them. And Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Najwi Rahmatullah has written a whole kitab, and he says that the theme of the surah is the fight between Iman and materialism, Madiyat. And this is the biggest fitna of Dajjal, that money, dunya, the things of this world, this will be the biggest imtihan which you will place people into. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off the surah, Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdi al-kitab. All praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given to his banda and servant the kitab, the Quran Sharif. The solution for all our problems is the Quran Sharif. And walam yaj'al lahu iwaja, there is no crookedness in the Quran Sharif, in the knowledge of the Quran Sharif. Every other knowledge, there is a lot of crookedness, it will misguide a person. But the knowledge of the Quran Sharif is completely straight, qayyiman. And Allah Ta'ala has given us this beautiful Quran Sharif so that to guide people, to warn us of a punishment from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give glad tidings to the believers. And Allah has warned us in the Quran Sharif about the Christians especially, because even though the Dajjal will be a Jew, and among the Jewish people, he will utilize the Christian people to turn people away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah mentions about that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and this money, things of this world, they will put forward before people. Inna ja'alna ma'al al-ardi zinatan laha. Whatever is on the earth, we have made it as a means of beautification only. And why is the examination? لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So we can test people. وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. And whatever is on the earth, eventually we're going to destroy it completely. It's just an examination hall. And like how any person is writing an examination, before he gets the paper, he's prepared to pay thousands, 10,000, 20,000 for a matric paper. He's prepared to pay. But the minute the paper is written, then the paper, he won't pay five cents for it also. It has got no value. After the examination is finished, we just crush the paper up and throw it in a dustbin. Allah says, this whole world has got no value in my sight. It is going to destroy it. It will be squashed up and thrown in the dustbin. It will be completely destroyed, the whole world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. Completely destroyed this whole land. Earth will come after the examination is finished. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these examinations we have given to many people in the past. And Allah ta'ala's help and assistance comes with those people who are firm. The example of those youngsters, they were living in a time where it was only fitnas around them. There was no one who had iman. And the king of the time, he was an oppressive person, and he called the people towards worshipping him for worshipping of desires. Like how they were having their parties, Christmas parties and all of these things, and everyone must fulfill their desires. But these seven youngsters, they stood up against the tide, they went against the tide, and they said, we will hold firm unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala mentions how Allah protected them. They went into a cave, and Allah ta'ala protected them. And Allah ta'ala used one dog also, which is an apaka, impure animal. But Allah used a dog to even protect them and to help and assist them. So till Qiyamah, Allah is giving us a lesson here, that those people who want to hold firm unto the deen, no matter what environments are around them, if they will hold firm unto deen, Allah will even use the dogs of the world. People who have got no like relationship with them, they will use them, even governments, police people, Allah will use them and they will protect the Muslim people in different ways, how Allah Ta'ala's ajib system is. And so Allah Ta'ala says, it's not amongst our great signs, there are many, many signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but these people, they turn their attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they said, رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا مِنْ لَذُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. They made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala looked after them and protected them. And فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ. Allah Ta'ala closed up the ears while they were in the cave for many, many years. So here also the ulama said that we have caves today, the khanqahs, the masajid, the tabligh jamaat. Allah has made these spiritual caves for a person with all the fitnas around. A person goes into these caves and Allah will protect him. And but they say one condition is you must cover up your ears. Don't listen to the things from outside. And in today's time, unfortunately, with the cell phone, it has completely destroyed the privacy inside the masjid, inside the madrasas, inside the tabligh jamaat. When a person is growing, he's got the environment of the whole world around him. So his ears are not covered, his eyes are not covered, he's still seeing everything. So he cannot get the full benefit of the cave. Otherwise, when a person is in the cave, the spiritual cave, then these people, how these youngsters came up after 309 years, and what the sign of Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat they were. Even in today's time, those people who lived in those environments of the khanqahs, the madaris, the tabligh jamaat, they come out and they are signs for people. People's lives change because of them. The system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Manazir Ahsan Gilani rahmatullah, has written a very ajeeb kitab on this whole surah, and he explained the whole thing. And then he mentions here that there are eight usools and principles for a person to look after his iman at the time of whatever fitnas they may be. And the eight usools, he writes, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْنِ نِفَعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Whatever a person does in life, always attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The enemies are trying that people must attribute everything towards غَيْرُ اللَّهِ, those besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I did, this is doing, technology is doing. But we must attribute everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, use those words. Number two, he says that وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ, to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Daily, to take out some time, that filth and dirt which is in our heart, to scrape it out by making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third thing he says is, Allah mentions, وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِئَةٍ سِنِينَ. Those youngsters remained in the cave for 309 years. So Allah says that read stories of the pious people of the past, and you will get courage, encouragement, by reading about the pious people and their life stories, stories of Sahaba, stories of the awliya Allah, pious people. Read their books and their life stories. Inshallah, you will get courage by means of this year. Number four, وَتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. Make tilawat of Quran Sharif. Daily take out some time and read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number five, wasbir nafsaka ma'al ladheen. Stay in the company of the righteous people, those who are calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening, and the object of life is only the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not turn your gazes away from these people, seeking the worldly, the beauties of this worldly life. So this is the next one, is that always stay in the company of the righteous and the pious people, those whose object is akhirat, stay in their company. And the next one is, wala tuti'a man aghfala. And be very careful of wrong company. Those people whose hearts are completely unmindful of our dhikr, and they follow their desires. And especially in today's time, with all this, as you mentioned, the film actors and actresses and the sports stars and all of these people who follow their desires, who don't remember Allah Ta'ala in the least, but Do not ever follow such people. Stay far away from such people's company, because they will turn a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next point he says, وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Give da'wat. Because if you're not a da'i, you'll become mad'u. If you're not calling people towards Allah, you yourself will be called towards ghayrullah, towards those besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who want to accept, they will accept, and those who want to, they won't accept. But you are doing your duty, your iman is becoming stronger by giving da'wat. And the final thing he writes is that a person must think about Jannah, think about Jahannam, read about Akhirat. Always put this in our minds, about Jannah and Jahannam. The more a person will read about it, speak about it, think about it, inshallah the reality will come into him, and he will realize the deception of this world, the shortness of this life, of this world, and what the reality is, the life of the year after, what Allah has kept for his bannas. And Allah said it's already prepared, Jahannam has been prepared, and what a severe punishment there is in there. On the other hand, those who have got Jannat, what and what bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to them. So when a person thinks about these eight simple things to bring into our lives, our dhikr, our ta'aleem in our homes, ta'aleem in the masjid, a person is setting sohbat and company of the pious people, staying away from evil company, and the functional ma'amulat, etc. But our elders tell us to do, Murana has taken it out from the Quran Sharif, that we do these things, inshallah, you say, whatever environments there are around a person, this person will be protected and safe. He will be in a spiritual cave. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us tawfiq, protect us from all the kinds of fitnas around us, and keep us steadfast on deen till our dying moments.